It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
So this is the time of year where people are really in the spooky mood, and for Halloween, a lot of neighborhoods have that legendary house that goes all out.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about an elaborate yard display. That is impressive. I'm talking about the people who spend I don't know how much money and how much time converting their house into a haunted house for strangers to go through to scare people. We're lucky. In our neighborhood, there are three in our neighborhood. And I'm talking to Danina right now, who runs the biggest one. Danina has... Good morning, Danina, by the way.
Good morning.
The reason why hers is the biggest one is because she lives next to her in-laws. They took the fence down in the backyard.
Love it.
And they have a double house space that they can work with. Okay.
Okay.
And what's so exciting about the one this year is my son Connor is going to be one of the actors in their haunted house.
Very cute. Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, you open tonight and you're going to go again tomorrow. And then, of course, on Halloween. So let's talk about this and we'll give the address out in a second. But how long do you work on this?
Pretty much the second Halloween ends the previous year, we start planning.
Really?
Okay,
so you start planning, but when do you actually start physically building things?
Probably about a month in advance, we start like crafting and gathering the supplies and putting together the props.
And where, when everything's said and done, where do you put stuff away? Do you have storage units?
No, it's all in our garage. We have a shed on the side of our house, and then my in-laws in their garage.
But you have big animatronics though, and stuff like that. Where do you disassemble all that stuff?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. All right, how much money do you think you spend on your neighborhood haunt?
We actually get a lot of donations. We have a lot of local businesses that donate, and then some of our board members donate. So we spend very little. It's all donation-based.
So you said board members. That one was another question. Why do you do this? And it's because you're a nonprofit, right? Or you and your husband run a nonprofit.
Yeah, my husband and his family, we started a nonprofit about 10 years ago. It's called the Castaneda Kids Foundation, and we're a 501c3, and it benefits. My husband and his family is from El Salvador, and so a lot of the work that we do is for the people of El Salvador. That's just, like, where our heart is. And so one of our upcoming events that's there is a medical mission. We have sports teams that we have there for kids. We have food baskets, and we have an education program with a bunch of different subsets within. So this is all just a fundraiser for that. So every dollar we spend on the haunted house takes away from that. So we try to just get all donations to use for the haunted house.
First of all, that's awesome. And it's so amazing that you're doing that. The other neighborhood haunt that is in our neighborhood, which is in West Park, in West Roseville, they raise money for the West Park High School, I think, football team.
Okay.
Or at least it was last year. So I love that these neighborhood haunts that do charge money. Do you charge a hard fee or is it a suggestion?
We ask for a $5 donation per person. That's just our ask. It's a donation, so.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And at theirs, they also make like cookies and oh stuff. God. Like it's crazy.
Now, do you ever feel like you're in competition with the other houses in the neighborhood?
Good question.
Never. I mean, we pretty much, like, I post on social media quite a bit, and I'm constantly tagging them. They're tagging us. Down the street on Garland, they're doing a big light show, and then the haunt that you're talking about, that's the Murillo haunt.
Yeah.
And then the Garland, Disney on Garland, I think is what it's called. Those two locations, we tag each other all the time. So, yeah, we just try to work together and get as many people out to the neighborhood, and then people can go to all three at once.
And a lot of people are showing up to this neighborhood.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's like insane. It's where the Orchard Ranch Elementary School is. It's that whole neighborhood there. What is your actual address? Let's give that out.
7017 Castle Rock Way in Roseville, California.
There you go. 7017 Castle Rock Way in Roseville. Tonight, Saturday night, and then also obviously on Halloween. Same with the other two as well. I gotta say, as somebody who is a genuinely lazy person.
Okay.
I can't even begin to wrap my brain around. Don't get me wrong. I would love to do it.
Yeah.
But then I think about how long it would take to do, how much preparation would go into it, then the actual running of the event.
Oh,
I'd be like, I am never going to do this.
Well, and then you're forgetting when it's all over, you have to take it all down.
Danina, thank you so much. It was an interesting insight into the kind of people like you that run these elaborate neighborhood haunts.
So cool.
You're God's people.
Yes, you are.
Because we love it and we will never do it.
Thank you. I hope you guys all come out.
Absolutely. We'd love to. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.